Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, hey. Welcome to Angel Antics, and good afternoon and evening to you all. I am so thrilled you can be here. We're an hour early, and I just think that was a good choice tonight. We have a few callers, quite a few callers already popping in and holding, and that's great. And you are here. This is Eileen Powers. And my co-host is DC Love, and she actually has brought someone with her today. We have an extra twisted sister, and her name is Ginger. And if you know DC, you know who Ginger is. But I will let I'll let DC introduce Ginger, because she's actually been with us on every show we've ever had. The difference is she is... crossover, but that's as much as I'll say. DC, would you like to introduce yourself and Ginger?
Oh, thank you, Eileen. I think everyone knows me, and maybe like a few of you know my beautiful little angel, Ginger. She was with me for over a decade, and God called her home like last Thursday afternoon. But the thing is, you know what, Eileen? Even though her physical body, you know, she's not in her physical body, she's still able to connect with me, and she's been bringing messages that I've actually had to share with others because she asked that I do that. And I found that she's brought so much healing. And this morning she came in and she said, "Hi, Mom. This is Ginger. I'm so excited to be here." She said, "I'm with JC and the gang." And I said, "Ginger, excuse me, JC? Do you mean Jesus?" She said, I said, "Okay, wait a minute. Have you met?" She said, "Yeah, Mom, I've met that crazy blonde-haired lady you always talk about. She's so much fun. She said, us flat bitches have to stay together." So I said, "Oh, my gosh." I said, "Ginger, I hope someone is supervising your visits with her." She said, "Yeah, Mom, we got a few angels tagging along just to make sure we don't get into too much trouble." I said, "Okay, well, that's good." But she said, "You know what, Mom, on a more serious note, I just want to let all of those out there that are listening and that are grieving the loss of a loved one, it could be a pet or it could be a person, you know, please take time to heal, okay? And just be patient, because every day we'll get a little bit better, and everyone does heal in their own way. But please remember, we are always connected by love, and only love is real. And everything in the physical life is only temporary. So she's asked each of us to please continue to fulfill our soul mission. And she wanted to let us know, Eileen, that we had everything we need within us. You know, she wanted us to connect with our passion, have courage, and follow our dreams. And she just said, "You know what, I wanted to let everyone know that was listening that I'm here to tell you that, you know, without my physical body, it was very heavy and weighing me down. I don't have any limitations. And, you know, I have found, like, her presence has been around me. I've been recognizing different little signs." And she wanted to let everyone know that you don't have to wait to leave this earthly life to connect with those on the other side. And she said, "We're here with you right now. And we're going to be with you the moment you think of us or call our name." And she hopes that that made, you know, everyone's heart just a little bit lighter. And she sends love to everyone. And then all of a sudden, you know, Joan popped in, and she just wanted to say hi to you know, the Twisted Sisters, and to let me know that she's with Ginger. And she said that the two of them went today looking at bras, because Joan's lucky bra was getting a little ratty looking. And she, of course, was going to take care of Ginger. And she said, "Ginger, you know, you have three sets of nipples. You need three bras." So they couldn't find three bras that matched for Ginger. So they ended up getting a manicure and a pedicure. So I'm like, "Oh, my gosh." Everyone say a prayer. My sweet little angel is hanging out with Joan Rivers. So prayers, everyone, please, okay? But I want to say, Eileen, for the there are still pets on the side of
here on Earth.
She had her manicure and her pedicure, yeah. But she wanted to let everyone know that still has animals on this side. Just, you know, make yourself aware, because if you have a sensitive pet, Eileen, anyone having a sensitive pet, they may be aware that their pet is acting a little bit differently right now during this current moon cycle, okay? And it's also a time that pets really become connected like mind, body, and soul. Okay, so this is a time of awareness and well-being for people, but it's the time as well for pets, and for them it's a time of celebrations. Okay, so we're asked to just, you know, howl with your puppy and, you know, kick back your paws and, you know, connect with them and get, you know, I guess get away, you know, get it together with your wonderful wildness and your own nature, but kick back and, you know, roll around on the grass with your dog, kick your feet up in the air, you know what I'm saying? So it's really
yeah,
a time to connect with animals. Yep. So Ginger, yeah. In fact, like I said, she's been with me my whole entire journey, and I invite her into my space now, and she does give readings.
Wonderful. Well, let's see what she comes in with our guests today. We have quite a few guests already, DC. So,
really?
Is there anything else you'd like to add? And if not, then I'm going to
just happy to have everybody with us. And like I said, you know, Ginger wanted me to really, like, you know, convey her messages. I was really, like, you know, sort of, like, more private, but she insisted that I share everything. And I've had so many beautiful messages thanking me for sharing, you know, all of Ginger's journey. So I was really honored, and I'm thankful for all the beautiful responses that we received.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, I mean, you were very blessed to have so many people reach out to you. You know, sometimes losing an animal is no less than when we lose a loved one, because they often are the person that, or the spirit that we actually spend the most time with. So I have three dogs. I totally understand that. I'm home alone, but yet I'm not alone, because I always have my three dogs here with me, and I'm just very blessed, and I know how much they mean to me, you know.
Oh, my goodness, yes. But it does, it does bring comfort knowing that I'm still connecting with her, Eileen, you know. And even though I can't see her physically all the time, I have caught glimpses of her. She's been leaving things around the house. I mean, it's been beautiful.
Yeah. All right. Well, like I said, we've already got quite a list of guests here, so I think we should get started. The first thing I'd like everybody to do, though, is you guys connect with us, and we connect with you, and your messages come through just as they're meant to be. I want everybody to take a deep breath, and I want them to breathe it deep into the core of their heart space. And I want three nice deep breaths, and each time you blow out anything within your body that is not serving your higher good. Ready? Take breath number one. Two. And three. Open your minds and heart up, and let's get going and see what we have for our messages today to be delivered to you through spirit. And our first caller today is from the 856 area code. 856,
hi.
Welcome to Angel Antics.
Hi, thanks for taking the call. This is Laura.
This is Laura. Hi, Laura. Welcome to the show. And do you have a specific question for us today, or would you like just find out what your messages are?
I would like to find out what my messages are.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. All right, well, let's see what we have. And like I said, you just keep breathing into your heart space and see what comes forward for you. DC, are you there?
Oh. I was saying hello, Eileen. It got really staticky, now it cleared up. Can you guys hear me?
I can hear the static, but I can hear you now, too.
Okay, yeah, I couldn't hear you guys. Okay, so the first thing that I'm getting is actually Ginger's coming through.
Uh-oh.
And then she's showing me there's something that you've been, you know, wondering about, and she wants you to be really confident. Okay. And just, have you not been claiming, like, your personal power?
That's true. I would say that's true, yeah.
That's what Ginger is saying. You've got to, you know, you've really got to claim that personal power, okay? And just know that, you know, there are angels all around you. They're going to help you with that. And What I'm getting as well, what you're going through may actually have some connection to some kind of maybe unresolved inner conflict. Okay? So you really have to, you know, think about that and look into it.
Okay.
Okay. Getting as well, are you having any kind of, like, issues maybe, like, with family or friends? Sort of like they're not really understanding you at this time. So I'm getting, like, I'm being shown, like, they're sort of not, like, understanding you. And Ginger is saying, you know, that you've got to make all your own decisions, okay?
Well, I'm I get signs and stuff from spirit, and I don't really share all that with my family because they're not believers. So
okay. In
the past when I've shared some of it, they look at me like I'm a little nuts. So I just
right. Well, see, that's it. You've got to claim that personal power. It doesn't matter, you know, what they believe. You know, this is your journey, and you know what you're supposed to do. And I'm getting like this could be because even of the moon cycle maybe. This is like a very emotional time right now for a lot of people. Okay? So just try to keep your emotions into check right now. But I am seeing that go ahead, honey.
They're out of state anyway, so it's not like I communicate with them on a regular basis anyway, so
even people that you like
well,
that you
I figure when they don't know doesn't hurt them.
Right. But even people that we connect with, like now, you know, just on a regular basis, this is really like a time of high emotions, okay? So just, you know, just try to keep your, like, emotions in check, okay? But I am seeing that your finances are going to get better, okay? So just,
that's
you know,
true.
Don't worry about that. I'm also seeing celebrations are coming.
What kind of celebrations?
Okay?
What kind of celebrations?
Celebrations, hon. So, I mean, that could be anything. But it's something like really that's going to be like important. Okay, it's going to be special. Whatever it is, it's going to be very special. And you know, you're going to be happy. And I'm getting like for you to just like have patience right now, because good things really are coming your way. Okay. And even though you might not be able to see like what's ahead of you, please know that good things are coming and. Just keep going, like, at a steady pace. You've got to have a little patience, and there's going to be beautiful opportunities, okay?
Okay.
So what this is, what we're, like, talking about now is sort of like a little, like, you know, a little time for you to just relax. It's sort of like a pause in the action, okay?
Yeah.
And just take that time and just rest and stuff, you know? So don't, you know, like, don't worry about it. But I'm getting, you know, again, like, when I told you, like, you know, like, about the inner conflict, there's something that you've got to release, Laura, from the past, and you're going to grow when you do, okay?
Okay.
And
yeah.
Ginger wants you to know there's angels with you, you have human friends, and just, you know, she wants you to know, as I gave, like, in the message, you know, like, time does truly heal all wounds, okay? So whatever it is that's deep down, like, within you, Ask your angels, ask your guides to really help you see, you know, what the situation in your life, you know, is holding for you. Like, what is the meaning behind this? And when you ask, you can actually, you know, see everything from a different perspective, okay? And after you do, you're going to see that you're going to overcome this challenge and you're going to, you know, you're going to come out the other end, you're going to be really strong.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
but just worry about that. But I'm getting celebrations around you, like beautiful gatherings of people, like nice parties. It could be, you know, it could be like public recognition, but there is going to be a nice gathering of people, okay? And you're going to just, you know, experience joy and peace from the people that really come into your life and they support and uplift you, okay?
Hey, when's that going to come?
It's coming. I mean, it is coming. And I see you, like, moving ahead, and your life is getting better, okay? So as soon as you, like, ask the angels to come in and help you to see what that situation is that's holding you back, you resolve that inner conflict, you're going to see that, you know, you're going to be able to make the choices that you need to make, and you're going to move ahead, and it's going to be wonderful.
Okay. Thanks.
That's happy. Just, you know, hold on to that and know that everything is going to be all right, okay? And just, you know, stay above board with all your actions. Don't worry, like, what anybody else is doing. And you're going to come out, like I said, and it's just going to be amazing, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Eileen?
I'm wandering around my house. I was
going
to go get another tool to get my
typing,
but I don't have that tool.
I can't hear
him. Yeah, I can't. I go to typing without it. So typing is very hard to do. It's you know, if somebody gives you a specific on timing, it's a rarity. For the reason is, our free will can change everything. And so timing is a hard thing because it just takes one little quirk of your rather than dropping with divine timing, if you try to change things yourself, it changes that timing. So that's why I find, for me, I find timing a very difficult thing to nail. I can say it's close or in the near future. But I don't really get a specific. But what I have for you, I've actually pulled 6 cards for you from 2 different decks, and they each one backs the other one up. And so it's almost each set is a mirror image almost of the other set as far as the messages go. Your first message, though, is from both sections. I'm going to read it as one. Which is right now, it is really time for you to open up your heart. You're a natural counselor. People naturally have a tendency to turn to you, ask questions. You were able to offer them comfort, just innate guidance. And this guidance is just born from your own personal experiences. You open your mind up. And that's what allows you to move forward with you know, just advice for others. It's excellent, and you offer it with complete trust. It's kind of you right now to accept some of the. It is okay, but it's time for you to really get out and do some charity work. Get out and work with some people that are less fortunate than you are. Because this is going to allow you to open up to those experiences and gifting them with the innate knowledge that you already have and have given birth to. Because you really are a light worker, and God needs you to really shine right now. He needs you to shine your divine light and love. It is your time to start moving forward. And this is one reason why DC and I work with the angels and invite the angels in. Because it is like being an angel here on earth. Some people do not listen to their guides, their guardian angels, and their messages. And so us light workers, which throughout this entire reading I have for you, Laura, you're a light worker. And it is your time to start shining and start sharing that love, that heartfelt, trustworthy knowledge that you have, the wisdom that you already have. It really is time for you to move forward and get out there and really start sharing that. The next thing I have for you, though, is it's also a time for healing. You need to forgive some of those people that are around you, and within that, forgive yourself for the judgment or the acceptance of what you've allowed them to be in your life. You're a little bit confused and indecisive about some of the information that's come forward. So do a little bit more research and really drop into your heart space and ask your guides, guardians, and angels for that expert advice on this situation. Because I know, I don't know what it is, but I know you have a situation that you've kind of been dealing with. It's been kind of holding you down. It even kind of makes you feel sad. There's a sadness about it. But it is time to heal that. And a lot of that healing is going to be in a new understanding upon your part, because then you're going to view it differently. The next thing I have for you also goes right in line with what I've been saying, and also what DC said. And this card is represented actually by the moon. And this moon, the full moon coming up, is one of moons of manifestation for the year. So this new moon that's coming up on the 18th is going to be time to really set forth your new desires, your new perspectives, the new you. It's time for all of us to come out and be that new you and release any fears that have been holding us back, to let them go. Those events that have been behind the scene are just going to dissipate. Now we're going to get to move forward. It is very important. I also have Archangel Gabriel here that is telling you that it is very important that you work on that life purpose. And that your life purpose, Laura, is actually really involving communication, and it may even have to do with the arts. I don't know if you're artistic or work within the arts, maybe as a docent or someone that helps share art with others or share music with others. Don't allow any insecurities of yourself to hold you back. It is really your time to come out. It is really important for you to come out and move forward, because that sharing of you and that wisdom you have, that divine light that you're being asked to share, that light worker in you, it's time for them to come out. It is your life purpose. And Archangel Gabriel will be there to help you every step of the way, especially with communication. So it's your time to shine. It's your time to step forward, your time to break out. And that's absolutely what I have for you today, Laura. I hope that resonated with you.
Well, yeah, I'm not really sure in what way they want me to come forward with that sharing artistic, and I don't know what they want me to do with it.
It might not be your artwork or your personal work that you're sharing. It may be more of a docent situation where you are helping others put out their artwork, or like I said, maybe an art docent at a children's center. You're actually being asked to do some charity work right now. And so what I see is you moving forward to an event. Maybe it's a weekend event. Maybe it's an end of the summer concert that you could jump in and be a part of the volunteer staff. It may be anything like that. It could be an art show down at the Women's Center that's only going to be going on for a weekend that you could take tickets at the door, or you could just, sometimes they just want people to stand around so that the guests that are coming to see the art show aren't touching the artwork. There's a lot of things we can do, but that's what I'm seeing you're being called forward to do right now, and it really is. If you get out there and start doing it, you're going to see it's part of your purpose to be out there and do that type of work. It's going to allow you the space to communicate your light, your love, and what you've really been called upon this earth to do. And that's really what your message is today that I've received for you.
Okay.
All right. Hopefully in a few days or something, you'll see where it's more clear. If it's not something to resonate with right now, maybe as you breathe on it will. If not, call back next week. Maybe I'll have a different reading. No, I don't know. I usually these are pretty right on. So I can't, I'm a telephone. That's how I like to refer to myself, is I'm a telephone. I'm here to deliver your messages. And those are simply the messages that you were meant to have today. So
okay.
I hope as it settles in, that you'll see how it really does truly resonate with who you are and what you're being called to do.
Okay. Well,
all right.
I'll do some meditation.
All right.
Eileen.
Okay. And hopefully we'll talk to you soon again. All right, Laura?
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Our next caller is from the 860 area code. 860, are you there?
Hi, how are you?
Good. Welcome to Angel Antics. And who am I speaking to?
This is Amy.
Amy? Well, hi, Amy. Welcome. And do you have a question for us tonight?
Yes, I do. It's somewhat specific. I was dating online. I'm in my 40s, and basically at age 29, I don't know what it was, I've had some bad experiences, so I stopped dating online. And then my whole motto was to just date people physically that I meet in person. I just feel more comfortable with that. And then a friend of mine told me that maybe I should start dating online. So basically, I couldn't believe it. I surprised myself. I didn't think about it because I'm an overthinker, and I just did it. So this is just, it's all interesting to me. And so I'm wondering, do you see me dating online more, or is that a good option for me to meet people and find some potential solid relationship coming in?
Well, let's see. I actually had a card jump. DC usually goes first, and I am going to let her, but I'm just going to give you one thing. When you were talking, I had a card jump at me. And
okay.
It's a separate message than what you asked for. But you are actually opening up to being actually a new psychic. And you've had some really outstanding spiritual experiences of late. And it's starting to change the way you view the world.
Yes.
You yourself, your spiritual gifts are opening up right now. So do what you can to study, pray, and meditate on opening up. Your psychic abilities are it's time for you. It's your time. Open up. It's coming to you.
Wow.
Don't be surprised if you start seeing flickers of light. Alignment of numbers, as all kinds of synchronicities are going to open up for you right now. But I will let you see. You what?
Yeah. It's actually somewhat happening. I do resonate with that, just to verify.
Okay.
Yeah.
This card actually flew at me. And my cards don't fly. This one flew at me. So I have to share that with you before DC started. But I'll let her go ahead and do your reading, and then I'll wind it up with one, an additional one for you, a full reading for
you. Okay, thank you.
DC, you're welcome.
Yes, hi, hon. This is DC. Can I have your name again?
It's Amy.
Amy, hi, honey. When you were asking your question, Ginger was howling at the moon, and that means yes.
Okay.
She couldn't stop. I heard howling like in my ears to give you a big yes. And she's saying, you know, it's going to be really interesting this month. It's like really going to be a cool month for you. Okay?
Okay.
And, you know, she wants you to get out and, you know, meet new people, you know, different. She showed me like different dog parks. Go to different places that you wouldn't normally go to. And she's asking you to spice things up a little bit. She went for a manicure and a pedicure today with Joan Rivers. She wants you to do something good for yourself, okay?
Oh, I was just thinking of that. That totally makes sense.
That's what Ginger's suggesting that. She wants you to do that. And she's saying, you know what, girlfriend? There's going to be more than just one person that's interested in you, okay?
Okay.
She wants you to take your time, okay?
All right. I will do so.
But I'm feeling, she's saying, she's feeling maybe there might be like a little fear around you in regard when you hear the word L-O-V-E.
It's a little nerve-wracking because, like I said, it's been, I'm serious, like a dozen years since I've actually done this online business. So it's I'm very nervous. I don't know.
Okay, well, she's saying, Amy, love is not going to drop out of the sky, you know?
Yeah.
So she wants you to... We want you to check out those different, you know, those different places where, you know, that you're going to meet someone, okay? And I'm getting, like, beginnings, new beginnings, okay?
Okay.
So this is, like I said, this is going to be a very interesting, you know, time for you, okay?
Yes.
But be clear and specific on what you want is what I'm getting, okay?
Yes. That's important, yeah.
You've really got to make that list, you know, like, what you want and, you know, on the other side, the deal breakers, what you don't want, okay?
Yeah.
So she's saying, you know, just, you know, don't fall in love with the first, you know, the what you see. You got to wait a little bit. She wants you to wait like a little bit. And she's saying, pay attention. Pay attention, Amy, to the signals, you know, that these guys are giving off. You know what I'm saying? And you, everyone has more than one soulmate, okay? And Ginger wants you to know you're going to have many chances for happiness, okay?
Yep.
Don't put all your dog biscuits in one bowl, okay?
No.
All right? But I am, like I said, this is a beautiful new beginning for you, okay?
Uh-huh.
And just, you've got to work on yourself a little bit and the feeling of being trapped, okay? Because she's showing me like you're, she's showing me like you're strutting your stuff and these other dogs are watching and you're just walking by. You're stuck sort of like in that singlehood is what she's saying. You know what I'm saying? So you've got to really look deep in, within yourself and you've got to make some, you've got to make some space in your heart, you know, for love to come your way. Okay?
And I think
so that's what
Jane,
she wants you to do.
Okay. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
But you're going to attract, you're going to attract a lot of new love coming your way.
Okay. All right.
Okay, don't lose faith. She does not want you to lose faith, she's saying. Amy, you've got to know that you deserve to be loved.
I do.
And she wants you to be brave and just talk about, like, what you really want in someone, okay? Because I'm just seeing, like, she showed me a dog, and someone's just, like, pulling the dog. This poor dog is fearful. It's apprehensive. It's a little bit confused, okay?
Yeah.
So she wants you to just, like, really, you know, see what's going on, like, within you and focus your energy on a new relationship, okay?
All right.
Just, you know, life is going to be beautiful and everything, and you're going to have what you want. But her message is, you know, just, she's showing me, like, love, okay? And she's saying, you know, when she transitioned and everything out of the body and everything, she had that soul. She still had that beautiful soul. And even though, like, her soul is not in the physical dimension, you know, she was able to see, like, how much love really mattered, okay?
Yeah.
So the soul is all about, like, expressing your love, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So she wants you to take a chance on love because it's going to be really beautiful for you, okay? And I'm getting that you're, like, you at this time, you're a very, very intuitive woman, okay? And I feel like your intuition, especially, like, during this moon cycle, is coming in much stronger.
Okay.
Okay, you have a lot of support from your family on the other side. Just keep listening to that inner voice that keeps calling you, okay?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
This is a time for you of, like, beautiful change, beautiful transition, okay? Allow yourself to go with it. Relax. Know that you have all the support that you need to make the changes. And even though it seems like it's a little bit challenging, it's going to be okay, and you're really going to have beautiful blessings that come into your life. Okay?
Awesome.
So Ginger's going to help open those doors of opportunity for you, and she wants you to let go of what you're holding on to and just walk through the, you know, the beautiful doors that are going to hold exciting new adventures for you. Okay?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very
You're
much.
Welcome.
Yeah, and it's beautiful. For sure. Definitely. Oh.
All right. Thank you, DC. That was wonderful. Hi, this is Eileen, and what I have for you today is that things are really looking very good for you, but you do need to have a little bit of patience right now. You know, as things manifest, it's not going to be real fast right away. So I'm also getting a message the same as BC did, to have a little bit of patience, which basically means don't jump right into the first person you meet. It's really very important that that it involves, you know, communication, and that this communication is, you know, not just about who the person's been. Don't forget to ask, you know, where, you know, what are the things they ask in a job interview? And I know it's kind of tacky to look at meeting a new person that way, but it really is. You know, one of the things to ask him is, where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Yes.
Is this person's goal? Yeah. Goal? Yeah.
No, it's really important. It's you know, like, what I'm looking for, and it's not about even it's definitely writing the list, but what I've learned through the past is that, and being single for a couple years now, is that, you know, do they match with the action? They could be everything on paper, but are they sincere by their actions? Are they loyal by their actions? So I'm very, very keen and astute with that, for sure.
Right.
Because I am. Oh. I am myself. Yeah.
Some people know all the right things to say. They've been practicing them for years.
Yeah.
And
I have someone
that is like that. And it's very hard for me to discern truth. And I've gotten to the point that I can't hardly believe the person anymore because there hasn't been enough truth. But they're so good at convincing me. Yeah. So I have to admit, being a light worker, I am a little bit gullible. So tell me when you're done, you know, after a month or so, Amy, I want you to come back on and I want you to tell me what dating was like online because I've never done it and I'm kind of tired of being alone. I'll have you come back and tell me how it is and maybe I'll venture into the water.
Well, I will tell you this, just quickly, is that, you know, the matches that you get, it's the cool thing, there's so many sites out there that really, it's you have your list and what you're looking for, it's all there. And if you don't see it, then you could just type it all in. And I mean, they're just words for now as a profile, but I am impressed by some of these guys taking a lot of time writing on their profile, not just checking off whatever. They are writing what they want in a woman.
Yeah.
And I give them kudos for that. I think that's really, in this day and age, nobody wants to take the time, and that's kind of cool to see that. We can see what happens, but I just think that's a cool gesture.
Yeah. All right. Let me go on with this. What I also see is that your wishes do come true, and that you can let those concerns fade away because there is going to be a love in your life that is going to come in. It'll be a little while. So like DC said, you need to have a little bit of patience. But this is going to actually create a really happy home life, and there's going to be success to this project. So just know that, you know, that it's time for that. It's also time for you to really heal, you know, a situation within any situations within yourself, and view them all with compassion, which is going to, you know, align you and put you in the right place. There's actually something going on that needs a little bit of healing. It's not, I don't think it's a big deal. It may be with another woman or something, but there's a little something that needs to be worked through. And it's about having compassion and understanding for the whole situation. And the last thing I have for you actually really, really backs up the card that flew out at me for you.
Okay.
Telling me that you're very psychic and that you've been having spiritual experiences lately and that things are changing and your worldview is going to change. The thing that supports that is Archangel Raphael has come in and said that he is really helping you with all of your physical challenges and in yourself because you are a healer like he is, like Archangel Raphael. And Archangel Raphael is the healing angel. And so the very first thing I had for you was that you are a psychic and that your spiritual experiences are changing your way and changing your point of view right now. And to support that was the very last card that I pulled for you, which was Archangel Raphael, that says, you are a healer like me. So even though you might be trying to create a relationship, so on and so forth, make sure that you spend time within working with the light, because that's where you're being really called for your life purpose. And anybody that comes into your life, if they're not willing to accept that, they're really not the right person for you, Amy. And that's just the happy thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So good luck. And like I said, come back in a month. Let me know how it is. And maybe I'll jump on that boat and sign up myself. I have a niece that wants me to sign up.
The whole year or anything, it was a 3-month option, and I'm like, that's enough. 3 months is fine for now. So,
yeah.
Which is
very
cool.
Well, my niece wants me to. Just like your friends encouraged you, my niece has been encouraging me.
Yeah, what I say? It's so true. I've been so apprehensive, and DC, and both of you have said that it's in. It, you can feel that, a little bit of apprehension, a little nervous, and it's, you know, I have to break out of my shell. Like DC said, they're not going to come walking to your door. It's very unlikely. And the thing with online, I will say that at least you know they're single. Like, you could walk into a restaurant, somebody can smile at you.
Oh, no, you don't.
Yeah.
Don't be fooled by that. I had a guy that I was dating, and he was living with me, and he was getting online and making friends with girly girls. So don't think that everybody on there is single. They're not.
No,
people do not.
Oh,
yeah,
you're right.
Be careful.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well,
yep.
That's where, you know what, I'm going to end with this. That's where the angels come in. Every time I go out of my house, I call on the angels and say, please protect me. I want to have full, loving, deep conversations with those who I encounter wherever I go. And so the angels can help with that. So that's good.
Yeah. Just be cautious and be, like both DC and I said, be patient.
I'm not 20 anymore to jump into anything. It's just, I like taking my time. I really do. I've come to know myself, and I think that's why divine timing. It took me a while to get here, but I really feel like, you know, I am, a piece of work and piece of art, you know, and it doesn't happen overnight. A beautiful, ornate, intricate piece of art takes time.
Right. It's like a flower. It takes time to bloom, and right now it's your time to bloom.
Absolutely. And, you know, you just weed your way through, you know. And I know there are going to be some experiences, but that's what it's about. So I call them angels all the time, and I appreciate that with the Raphael. I really resonate with Raphael all the time. So that doesn't surprise me. Yes.
So that was beautiful that he came in. All right. Well, thank you for calling, and we will talk to you again very soon, then, Amy. Bye-bye. All right, our next caller is from 907.
Hello?
Welcome to Amy Music.
Thank
you.
Charlotte.
Charlotte, hi. Charlotte, how are you this evening?
Good. How are you?
Great, wonderful. Glad you joined us here tonight. Do you have a question for us?
I just want to know what's next for me, like career-wise.
All right. Let's see what the angels have to say. Maybe even Joan Rivers will come along. I guess we have Ginger tonight. She's been hanging out with Joan Rivers.
Yeah, it's kind of scary at times. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it
Hi,
is.
Hi, this is Jesus. Okay, you want to know, like, in regard to career, hon, what's next for you?
Correct.
Okay. What I'm getting is, are you employed now? Because I'm seeing, like, people sort of, like, watching you is what I'm getting.
No, I'm unemployed.
Okay, well, are there people that you know that maybe that you connect with a job? Because I do see people that you know either through friends or somehow that they are, like, watching you. And I just feel like there's going to be some kind of a connection with them, okay? Let's see. I don't know. I think people that you know even, they know what kind of person you are, and they see, like, how you do things, hon. And just from, you know, talking and everything, you're a very hard worker.
Correct.
So that's what I'm getting, like, right off the bat. Is that you're a great worker, you're a very hard worker, okay?
Okay. Right.
And you know what, like Ginger, like, she's showing me, like, you know, like when a dog gets bored and stuff and, you know, just goes, you know, start a scratching at the door, like, let's do something different. And it has to do with this moon cycle, like, right now that we're in, the, like, sort of, like, boredom. And I feel like you're sort of tired of your normal routines.
Correct. Absolutely.
Okay, That's what she's showing me, okay? What I'm getting is, you know what, while you're looking for work, she's suggesting that you get out and you just have a little fun, you socialize, okay? And I'm just feeling like that there's going to be someone that's going to help you. That's what she's showing me. Someone's going to help you. Okay? But this is like a crazy motorcycle right now, so you've got to hang in there, okay? Things are going to go well for you, and just stay positive. You're going to find what you're looking for. That's what she's showing me, okay?
Okay.
But what I'm getting is I have to ask you. She showed me a doghouse. And, you know, that's how she relates. And the doghouse is filled. She could barely get in it. Are you holding on to a lot of stuff?
Yes.
Okay, because she wants you to throw some of that stuff out, you know. Keep things that are, like, you know, really, like, important and that, you know, are heartfelt. But you know what? Once you clear your doghouse and everything, you're going to clear your energy, and that's going to help usher in, you know, like, what you're wanting as well, okay? So you've got to make sure that you've really, you know, Try to get everything just cleaned out, okay? You're gonna have good news, okay?
Okay.
And because like you said, you do a great job, okay? You're going to find something, in fact, what I'm being shown is something more suitable for you than you could have even expected, okay? And sooner than later it's gonna come to you. And what I'm getting is you're sort of going to be drawn to the position. You're really going to like it. And please follow your gut, and then Ginger's saying take it, you know? Okay?
Okay.
Well, that's what I'm getting. Okay. As long as you put in the time and effort, you know, this is going to happen. But she's asking, are you a logical person? Because she's saying you have to be logical.
Yes, I believe so.
Okay, so that's going to help as well, okay? And she's showing me a chicken, and she's saying don't run around like a chicken with your head cut off, okay? So please, you know, just don't, because there's going to be, you know, there's going to be this beautiful potential for you to have this great position, okay?
Okay,
so that's what she's showing. What else is she showing me? Okay. Okay. Yeah, I'm getting, like I said, it's going to be sudden when it comes to you, hon.
Okay.
So this job is coming, like, really, really fast, because she threw, a dog biscuit across the room, so that means, like, really fast it's going to be, you know, when it comes to you. So keep your eyes open.
Okay.
Okay, and there may be a woman, maybe, like, a little bit younger than you, that may be helpful in this situation, okay?
Okay.
But Ginger wants you to know this job is going to be better, and it's going to be more enjoyable than you could have really hoped for, okay? And with that being said, we have the Angel of Harmony coming in, and the Angel of Harmony wants you to be peaceful. And just, you know, you've got to really, like, you know, think about what does peace mean, being peaceful, really mean to you. If it means, like, sitting and meditating, and just letting, you know, all your thoughts and your emotions come to surface, and then maybe feel them and let them float away. And I'm getting that, like, it's really important to focus on your breathing. And when we focus on our breathing, we allow the physical body to release stress and tension, okay? And just, it's about, like, simply just, like, staying in the moment, okay? So I don't know, do you, like, take time and just breathe?
Well, No, I kind of hold my breath most of the days when I do focus on that. The only time I probably...
Yeah, try to sit for a second. It only takes 30 seconds. Take 3 deep breaths in through the nose, out through the mouth very slowly, and you're going to see how you connect with your consciousness. What she's showing me is someone that they're running out of their house, and they're thinking, oh, my God, did I turn off the stove? You know, did I leave the refrigerator open? You know what I'm saying?
Yes, and I do that.
She's watching you. But that's what she's saying, and she's just saying to you, like, breathe. Get out there, roll in the grass. You know what I'm saying? And she's, like, laying in the grass, and she's chasing a couple birds. Then she's laying there meditating. So she wants you to enjoy, you know, just enjoy nature, okay?
Okay.
But most importantly, like I said, please just breathe. You've got to just breathe, okay? And you have so many angels with you. You have a lot of divine support, and they're going to help you to create, you know, the life that you want. And just know that, like I said, make room, like you have to make room in your house. You know, you've got to get rid of some of the clutter and make room, you know, within. And you're going to, you know, make room for that beautiful job that you're going to have. And what I'm getting is you're supposed to be a leader, okay?
Okay.
And the angels, you know, want you to lead by example and really be that powerful, loving person, you know, that's going to lead the world. And you're going to do it through love, hon. So just know everything good is coming your way, and just think positively and start cleaning out your doghouse, okay?
Okay. All right.
All right.
Great.
Yo.
Yep. That's beautiful. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, DC. What I have for you, Charlotte, is that it's really time for you to buckle down right now to get things done. You've made a few commitments, and you need to honor those, including those ones that you've made to yourself. And get those things accomplished right now. That may be holding you back from getting the job because you kind of promised yourself that you'd take care of a couple of things while you weren't working, and you really actually haven't done that yet. And you deserve the best. So reach for the stars and get those dreams and desires that you were wanting to, you know, kind of reach for. You know, get them lined up with who you are, and don't compromise for anything else because you deserve that. Mother Mary is with me. I feel her and smell her roses. And she's telling me to have faith that which you have prayed for, it has been heard, and your prayers will be answered. But you really do have to trust that the best is going to come to you because it is. And they are aligning. They've been listening to you. Things are really looking up. You are at the end of a difficult situation. So in order to help heal this situation, though, you have to look at things from different points of view and look at them with compassion. You've got the inner wisdom. So trust that inner wisdom because it's what to do. Now you just need to take that appropriate action. And as you do, it's going to stop any delays that have been in front of you as of lately, which I do see that there has been a few. But, you know, it's time for you to make really good business decisions. And sometimes that is about, you know, also, you know, infinite supply of yourself and others. So it's time to really, you know, get out there and synthesize your own knowledge with the actions that you want to take. And as you do that, it's really going to improve your situation. It's going to move you forward into really some healthy change, and it can be a change within the occupancy. I'm seeing, you know, the occupants in your home. Things there are going to change around a little bit. I don't know if you have roommates or anything like that, but there's going to be a few changes. They're going to be healthy changes, whether it's, you know, to rearrange the house, or to move things out, or to move to a new place. It has to do with your home.
Okay. Hello? Hello?
Pardon? Yeah?
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I was thinking about moving as well. And then I was thinking about work. Because I have a novel that I'm trying to publish, but I haven't looked at it in a while. You know, I'm at the tail end of it. And then I'm also, like, trying to create a healing website. So
okay.
So those are things I promised myself I would do while I
all
had
right.
time.
And so you're being told that you need to, you know, make sure that you take care of those situations because that's actually going to bring you what – it's going to bring your dreams and desires into focus. And as you do that, it's going to give you the greater happiness. It's going to help any situation that you're in. And just really trust that that's what you're meant to do right now in this time off. It may be the reason why something hasn't aligned for you because timing is waiting for you to take care of that. I'm also being shown to tell you to have patience. Enjoy being where you're at right now, because the future, it just might get so busy once you get your knowledge into action that you're hardly going to have time to catch your breath. So, you know, just make sure that you make those decisions right now to do what you promised yourself to do. It's funny, I'm trying to take a look back in what I have, and I'm not even seeing that. So I don't know where all that came from, but that's the message I have for you today.
Okay, thank
Sometimes things get weird for me, too. So.
Right.
I don't know. Yeah, when you're just a telephone, sometimes you kind of look back and you go, where did this come from? Blah, blah, you know, but that's what you were meant to hear today, and that's what I have for you. So I hope that works for you, and call us again soon and let us know how your book is going.
Okay, I'll do that. No, thank you very much.
All right.
Everything I heard,
okay,
I need
to
hear.
Thank you, and thanks for calling Angel Antics.
All right, thank you very much. Bless you. Bye.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.
All right, my next call is from the 917. 917, are you there?
I am. Hello, DC. Hello, Eileen. And hello, Ginger.
Hi.
Hello.
And welcome. Hey, who am I speaking to?
This is Ellen.
Hi, Ellen. Welcome. And you have a question for us today.
I would like the angels to give me a message. Is that okay?
All right. Awesome. Yes, that's wonderful. Wonderful.
Yes, it is. Ellen, thank you for calling us this evening.
Thank you.
Okay. Ginger is just showing me sort of like relationships, okay? So I'm trying to figure out what she's trying to show me. She's trying to show me these beautiful relationships, okay? And I'm getting, is there like a specific relationship maybe that you have in mind? Because I'm seeing stability within the relationship, and maybe you don't see it as she sees it.
I'm not in a relationship now, so it would be nice to have one.
I mean, the relationship with family members, I'm just getting there's like something going on, and there may be like a little bit of confusion. And that doesn't necessarily mean it's, you know, it's with a significant other. Okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting like you have to focus, you've got to focus energy on yourself and others. Like, I'm still getting the word relationships, okay?
Okay.
I mean, there may be someone coming into your life, okay? And really, you've got to go within and, you know, like, really connect with the magic, in fact, that's in your life, okay?
Okay.
Is what I'm getting. I feel like, you know, there may have been a little sadness, and I slowly feel like it's, like, lifting away. Okay, I don't know if there's, like, been a situation around you, but what I'm seeing is there is growth, you know?
Okay.
There is growth, and then with that growth is going to come, it's going to come, like, beautiful joy, okay? But
sure.
Ginger's saying that there's something that you have to decide, okay? Once you make a decision, the universe is going to be right there with you, and it's going to support you. So what is it that you're not deciding?
Well, I think I decided it's just that it hasn't happened yet. And I told
okay,
the universe,
but
I'm open for it to happen in almost any way. It thinks it's the best.
Okay, because once you really, you know, be clear on that, the universe is really good. Like I said, the universe is going to step in and support you as long as you make a clear decision that you're going to make some kind of, you know, action. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, and you really just have to be, like I said, you need to be clear on what you want, okay? It could be, you know, it could be in regard to work, it could be in regard to relationships, but you've got to make that decision, okay?
All right, okay.
So that was the first thing I was getting. And what I'm getting is, Ginger is showing you have a lot of family around you, hon. Are you getting out enough and really, like, you know, connecting with Mother Nature?
Oh, yes, that I agree with. I do try to connect with
Mother
Nature.
Okay, so while you're out in Mother Nature, do you notice, do you hear things? Because I'm getting that you are, you know, you're connecting with your guides, you're connecting with your loved ones.
I just feel at peace. I feel calmer. I just enjoy it. I can just sit there and enjoy it.
Well, I mean, that's a great thing. I mean, that is really great. But you are, like I said, just try to pay like a little bit more attention, because you do have, you know, loved ones and you have spirit guides that are around you, okay? And, you know, you have to realize that we are all like a mixture. We are all body, mind, and spirit. And we function, you know, at optimum levels when we really, you know, address the three parts of us, okay? The mind, the body, and the spirit, okay?
Okay.
So just, Ginger wants you to pay a little bit more attention to your spirit, okay? And, you know, just see where that takes you. And I feel like you're going to have, like, sort of like flashes of information, okay? So do you take time to, you know, connect with the spiritual side of yourself? Because I'm getting this is a great time for you.
I do. When I have downtime, I, for example, when I'm commuting, I try to say prayers,
okay,
and try to center myself. I don't zone out too much because I'm still in transit and I don't want to, like, get too out there. But I do. I do try.
Okay, so now what I want to ask, Ginger is coming to me, and she has her paw up in the air, and she's limping. She's walking on the three paws, but she's limping. Is there something from your past, maybe an incident or a trauma, which you still haven't resolved? Because she's showing me, like, something that, you know, it still hurts. It still hurts. So she's showing me, like, the little paw up in the air. There's something from your past that you have to readdress.
Okay.
You have
or
to think about
it. Or could it be literal? Because I am having shin splints that still haven't healed.
Okay, yeah. I mean, it definitely could be. Because, like I said, she's walking around with her paw up in the air, definitely.
Okay.
Okay, and just, you know, just, what is she saying? Okay. Really, like, you know, just deal with this and everything, and she's showing me that you're going to feel, like, really a lot lighter, okay?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm getting that, you know what, like, you really, you're going to really, like, move fast along your spiritual journey. And she's seeing, you know, just don't react to everything that you hear and you see. Okay, everything that you read, you know, that you see and stuff is not meant to be absorbed, okay? And I'm getting that there's someone going to come into your life, sort of like in the capacity of being a mentor to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and Ginger's saying, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. So there may be someone coming in that capacity to help you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and I'm sort of seeing a path, and the path does not seem to be really clear. So that to me means that, like, you have to make a decision.
Okay.
Okay, so I don't know if you feel it's a complex decision. And if you feel like you get, like, too, like, if, in other words, like, clouds are coming in and everything, and she's showing me you're sort of, like, waiting, like, in this little area till the storm passes. So if you feel like, you know, things are too heavy right now, just wait a little while before making that decision.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
Are you waiting on others to make a decision?
Kind of. I was looking for a different job, and I kind of, like, that's kind of like holding me back. Because
okay.
After I get another job, I would like to find a nicer place to live. So other things would fall into place.
Okay, so everything is going to fall into place for you. Don't worry about that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Okay.
Yes.
It's going to be soon, so you just have to be, like, a little bit more patient is what I'm hearing.
Okay.
Okay, so are you seeking new employment?
Yes.
Okay, you're going to be hired into a new position. Okay, and this position is going to really, it's going to test your skills. It may be a little bit demanding, but please have faith in yourself, and Ginger's saying you're going to succeed.
That's wonderful.
Okay, so just know that you will be able to succeed. And we do have Archangel Metatron coming in, and he wants you to, like, really clear any kind of harsh or negative energy that you've seemed to absorb, okay?
Okay.
And ask him to come in and clear your energy field, because it's really time to do that so that positive energy can come into your life.
Okay.
And he's going to help clear your aura, your body, and your energy. And he's asking that you surround yourself with positive people as well as an uplifting environment. And I feel that's what you're doing, like with the new, you know, with a new position. It's going to be a more uplifting environment. Okay.
Wonderful.
Okay, so I think that's everything that Ginger and I have for you. I hope that that's helped a little bit, and I'm going to turn you over to Eileen.
Thank you so much, DC.
Thank you.
And thank you, Ginger.
Thank you.
That was beautiful, DC. Thank you. What I also have for you is the same. I see a new opportunity, an exciting new opportunity, actually. Advancing your career life.
You're cutting in and out. I'm sorry,
okay.
I missed most of what you said.
All right, I'll try better. Is that better?
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Okay. I live in the mountains, and I actually threatened, I told DC at the before we came on that if I get lost, my phone just, up where I'm at lately, my phone just shuts itself off. And it doesn't shut off, but it just drops calls like crazy, just for whatever reason, maybe the heat or whatever. But up here in the mountains, that's how it is. But what I have for you. Pardon?
I'm sorry. What mountains do you live in?
I live at the very north end of the Sierra Nevadas in the foothills at the 2,000-foot elevation.
Oh, okay. Sorry for interrupting. I'm thinking of moving into a mountainous area. That's why I was asking. Okay. Sorry.
Well, just know your cell phones will not always work.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, but I do see some changes in your life right now when it comes to your career. So that tells me if you're not working that there's an advance, a career opportunity that's opening up for you. And it's going to be very, very profitable. At least it's going to be actually a really great opportunity. I also see that things are ending and that you're going to have new beginnings. So anything that's been holding you back, you need to release right now. So those doors mm-hmm. can open and that you can enter when the doors open for you. So you'll be prepared. I also am being told to tell you to open up your heart and open up your mind to those around you because they've got the ability to give you some heartfelt advice, and that's going to actually open you up to a little more ability to see what can be open to you. I also see a lot about the arts, which is funny because I've been getting a lot about the arts just today. So what this is telling me is that you need to express yourself through some creative activity. And that may be the area in which you're you may have a present opportunity in a career is opening up some sort of present opportunities in the area of the arts. I don't know if you're already into the arts, whether you play music or an artist, do jewelry. I don't know. But I'm just being shown that that is an area in which you're going to really flourish. And, to really jump into those activities and see what can manifest for you by doing that. It's going to create, you've had some delays. And there's been some changes of plan, but sometimes the truth has been actually delivered to you without any tact. But just know that, you really do have everything that you need, that all that you have is coming to you, that the doors are opening, but you have to allow doors to close in order for those new doors to open up. I'm not sure if that makes sense to you because it doesn't have to give you what I'm given because I just can't make this stuff up. So I have to give you what's being given me, even though it doesn't make sense to me. I do hope that it makes sense to you.
It does.
Okay, good. But just know that.
The mountains are at it again.
I'm sorry.
But that's okay. She'll be back.
Yeah, I have a moment.
And you know what
phone.
I'm getting? Okay, good. Eileen, are you back with us, hon?
Yeah, I actually never left. And to tell you the truth, I haven't even moved the phone. So it's just the airwaves up here. So
But yeah, that's what I have for her, and so I'll just wind that up right there.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, Ellen.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Great. Have a wonderful evening, ladies.
Oh, you too.
You too.
All right. Now, my next caller, let's see. I'm getting mixed up here. Oh, the number I'm looking for, they must have actually hung up because that one's not up. All right. The 217, where did it go? Sorry, I must be failing.
Hey, you're doing a great job, Eileen. The moon cycle's a little crazy, so relax. It's all good.
All right. Well, but the one that I was going to take next, they seem to be hanging up on me. So we are going to move on to the 646.
Oh, great.
646, welcome to Agentics. Who am I speaking to?
Hey, hi, it's Helena. Hello again, DC. Hi, Eileen.
Hello, hello. How are you, Helena?
I'm good. This morning I talked to DC, and DC, that was so moving and powerful, especially with Archangel Michael, because it was such a great validation for me. And sometimes I need to be hit over the head with stuff to hear it. So thank you.
Oh, goodness.
Thanks. Just calling tonight with kind of a quick question or a brief one. I had a falling out with a friend a couple of months ago, maybe even three at this point. It was over some work. I'm writing a book. I asked for some illustrations, and I probably was not clear enough, and she just got really caustic about it, and I know a lot of the meanness was out of her hurt, but it got pretty ugly. And I'm just wondering where it's going to go, if we're ever going to be friends again. My sense now is to let it be and let time do its work.
Yeah, I would let it be for right now, because I'm getting I'm sort of feeling really high emotions, you know?
Yeah.
So just, you know, this is, like I said, it's a crazy, you know, moon cycle as well, where people are just not, you know, they're feeling all these different things. So this is definitely a time to put that on the back burner and just let it be, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And let me see. And you want to know if you guys are going to be friends again?
Yeah, will it ever get resolved? We were really close friends. There was a lot of real love there, friendship. But
I think you will. And I actually feel like there's someone in spirit that's around you, okay, and that's going to help with this situation, Helena.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
You've got to wait a little while because, like I said, Ginger's showing me like a fog around you, and sometimes when there's like a fog around you, it's better to wait till it lifts, okay?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm thinking possibly there may be like a man around you, like a significant man that's going to come in and help, okay?
From spirit.
I'm thinking, and she's saying that you don't trust what you get. She's saying that you're really intuitive.
Yeah, I don't enough. Yeah.
You know? So just have confidence in what you're receiving. And she suggests that you actually, I don't know if you have like a little notebook that you could take with you wherever you travel.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And she's saying whenever you get a lot of messages throughout the day, and whenever you get one of those little messages, you're going to get like a lot of aha moments. She wants you to write them down.
Okay. Yeah, I've been getting them, and some are like, you know, because they're not, they're things that perhaps I want in the physical situations that they're not happening now. And I'm like, yeah, right. I've heard that before. And I don't take them.
If you write them down, they're actually going to help your, you know, psychic abilities to come in stronger. Okay.
Good. Good. And this may be picking you in, but can you tell if it was my fault or is it just the kind of thing that there were two people with a lot of emotion? Because I'm committed
to
my art.
No, you know, it was two people. It wasn't your fault. You know, it was like a lot of emotions and everything. And that's why I'm saying, please just like, you know, give it time. And Ginger says, you know, she wants you to give it time as well. Okay?
Okay.
Just listen to your vibration, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Take care of yourself and be kind to yourself first. Okay?
Okay.
And she wants you, I know when you call, often you are on like a lot of public transportation. So I don't know if you drive at all.
I don't have a car right now. I drive, but I haven't driven in a year.
Okay. Because she just wants you to just, like, you know, like, go somewhere and, you know, roll down the windows, like a nice country road, and just she wants you to sniff everything, you know?
Oh, cool.
She's
yeah,
like,
I haven't been in too many.
Look, just roll down the windows.
Places.
It's
going
to be fun, you know? Like, it's going to be really cool.
Yeah.
Roll down those windows, you know? But you know what?
You know what? No,
no, go ahead, Helena.
No, it's just funny. I'm like a dog with my head out the window because I love the wind.
Well, she'll be right there with you. You could have one window. Good. She said she'll have the other.
All right.
But you know, this is a very challenging time in your life, and there is a need for forgiveness. Okay? And just let go of the fear of, like, you know, was it my fault? Was it her fault? Let go of the fear and just try to replace that fear with love.
Okay?
And then you're going to see, like, all of the walls that have been put up and, you know, like, parts of your, you know, heart and in your soul that seem to be shut down and everything are going to be filled with nothing but that beautiful divine love. Okay?
That's good.
And just choose to, you know, experience love instead.
Okay.
I mean, and when you do, you're going to feel such a healing, okay? You're going to let go of the thoughts. And when you're in that state of mind, it actually drains your whole body, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so just, Ginger, ask that you stay in the present moment because that's where you are right now, okay? And she wants you to just, you know, trust, you know, what you're doing right now and just please keep moving forward and just know that, you know, you are already forgiven. In reality, we are already forgiven, okay?
Okay. All right, great. So, thank you.
Yeah, please know that, hon. And it's going to be, everything is going to be fine, okay? And I am going to turn you over now, Helena, to Eileen, and thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Hi, Eileen.
Hi, Helena, for you, that you just really need to let the situation go right now. It's really just time to stop struggling and pushing and forcing things to try to happen. Those actions are not really going with the flow, and they're just leading you to frustration, and they're creating more blocks. So just, you know, you've got to let the situation go and give it up to spirit, because that's going to automatically open some doors for you. As you do that, it's going to bring actually you're going to see some resolutions and some solutions. The outcome will be much better if you let go of the struggle, especially the anger, the unforgiveness, anything that is undesirable. You just have to let it go and trust that the universe is on your side for this one. Let go of any arguments, any judgments, any long-term hurt. Have compassion for everyone that's actually involved in the situation, including yourself. Be gentle with yourself and forgive yourself for any part that you may have had this, or actually what this is saying is for anything that you think that you may have done or not done in the situation. Part of it is really asking you to see the other person's point of view. You've had a lot of strong emotions to this situation, and it's made you feel really upset, but it's also created some misunderstanding. And so you really are on a pathway to peace in this situation. But again, I'm seeing that you've got to consider other people's points of view. You need to agree, but you are just simply asked to understand what's motivating and to have compassion for their feelings in that situation. And by doing that, it's going to create a positive shift. And so it might be very much about letting go of the road to the war. It's really
letting go of the war.
Bro. And so it's war game, just letting it go. And maybe even seeing yourself through look through their eyes and see how they're seeing you, which will give you a whole new point of view, a whole new perspective, all right? In addition to that, I'm also seeing Archangel Michael and a huge wheel spinning. And when that wheel spins, that means it's time for positive change. And that
the situation you're in is actually going to move forward very, very suddenly. And it's going to be fortunate for both of you because this is going to shift that energy and it's just going to move it forward. Like I say, when you drop the rope and there's no more tug of war, that's when that time of positive change is going to happen. Just know to look for your own personal, align mm-hmm. your own personal priorities. If your priorities are to bed a little bit earlier, by you've set up some priorities for yourself, following them as you would like to, and to do that. And Archangel Michael is there to help you with that. Honoring your own priorities is also going to help you with your own personal positive change. That's going to bring fortune to your side. That's it that I have for you today. All right?
Thank you so much. Thank you. And this change just relates to the friendship, or is it in general?
It isn't. It's more change. The positive change is actually more about you. That's going to help. But it also mentions that it's that situation is going to suddenly move forward. So what I'm getting is really what you asked about, which is this situation, because that's mm-hmm. where the reading, everything in yep. it really focuses on that. So I really okay. do believe it has to do that, but do expect things to get better. This situation you've been in is almost like an addiction. It's been, just holding both of you back as if it was a drug. And it's trying to be like the ropes. You can quit playing tug of war. And that's what's positive change. And the best thing you can do, though, is honor your own priorities within that. All right?
Yes. Thank you both very much.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. Thank you.
Thank you, Helena.
Thank you.
All right, let me see what I have for them.
Eileen, I was just wanting to ask, it's 9:22
yeah.
my time. How many
okay.
more minutes of the show do we have?
We've got 7 minutes.
Okay.
Let's take just one more, at least one more caller here. And this one is from
definitely.
This one, 318. Welcome to Angel Antics. And who am I speaking to?
Hey, y'all. This is Raven.
Raven. Hi, Raven. Thank you for calling in today.
Hi, Raven. Well, you got a really interesting. I know we only have a short time here, so I just wanted to ask. I work very close with my angels. I'm real like a daily thing all the time, 24/7. Is there anything that they have to say to me right now? Because I feel like there's this movement, and I don't know what's going on.
Well, you know what, Raven, I was saying that my dog, she's, like I said, she's on the other side. She's running in circles, and she's saying that you're ready for a change. Do you feel like, I feel like there is movement. It's going to be either, like physical moving or just getting away with friends. But you really need to, move,
Uh-huh.
So does that make sense to you? Because I do feel like, you need some kind of, movement, whether it's a physical movement or a vacation. But you definitely need,
a
little
vacation.
Scenery.
Yeah. Well, I have been, like I said, I talk to them all the time. And I've been trying to work on getting closer with them. And the last week, I've had a male voice call it would wake me up out of my sleep. And it's not scary. I know that it's, of the angelic realm. And then, this morning, I heard a very, very sweet, hello, Rita. And I think because that's what I'm asking, I'm wanting to be able to hear them more so that
okay,
I
well,
will
you,
know.
Well, you will. Yeah,
okay,
the more that you invite them, you will. And I'm getting, does Paul the Venetian, does that mean anything to you? Because I feel like you're very artistic.
I'm very good with people.
Well, there's something creative that you have within you that you're not connecting with. And this energy, you know, if it's not expressed, it could come out like it could make you tired, you could be anxious, okay? I don't know if you like to, you know, it could be simple as singing, it could be writing.
It's my writing.
It could be taking...
It's writing.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
it's
you
writing.
Just, okay, you just connect it with one of the keys to your life's purpose, okay?
Yeah.
And that's through Paul the Venetian.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay,
so your
right.
life purpose does involve writing. And I'm going to turn you over so that Eileen gets a chance to speak with you as well, honey. I'm going to turn you over to Eileen. God bless.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, what I have for you is actually I have Ganesh coming in and telling me that the doors are really open for you right now and your pathway is very, very clear. So keep a positive mindset about any situation that's coming to you because all possibilities are open to you.
Okay.
So just know
okay.
Your plans might need a little bit of revision
mm-hmm.
because there's more going on than meets the eye. So just, you know, keep an eye out for that.
Okay.
But there will be news. There is going to be news of a creative and new endeavor coming your way. And it's going to be, you're going to need to use your own originality and ingenuity to make this move forward and happen.
Okay.
Solomon is telling me that you need to put your priorities in place and make sure that you honor those priorities in any way that you can. As you do this, you're actually going to balance your home life, your career life, your spiritual life. Things are really falling into place for you. But like I said, just make sure that the doorways are open and that
right.
you have a really, really clear pathway for things to come through for you. Because it's a very, very positive outcome. Your prayers are being heard, and you really are, you know, you're positive. You've got
mm-hmm.
A lot of support for this situation, so just keep the faith and know that it's time to over, you've already overcome most of the obstacles. So just know that you know, it's actually your time is coming, and just be open to those possibilities. Because they're like I said, the new endeavors are opening up, and you just need to use your own individuality, your originality, and your ingenuity. And that's the message
I have
for you tonight.
I know exactly what they're talking about. Exactly.
Awesome.
So that's
beautiful.
Awesome. I have one quick question. I have a little girl that stays with me 24/7. Is she an angel or is she spirit? And she loves me, so, you know. I love her. I mean, she's been listening for a long time.
I'm getting she's an angel.
I'm
seeing a little angel.
That. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she sits on the bed as I sleep. I mean, I can feel her. I've never seen her. But I know when she's around. And so I just wanted to validate that. So thank y'all so much. Y'all really, really kind of, you know, I knew something was moving and something was going, and I just needed that validation from them.
Awesome.
And I'm getting that it's she has to do with the sacredness, the sacred geometry, and maybe even somewhat of a fairy. Could she be a little bit of a fairy energy? I'm getting a little bit of a fairy energy, which can,
because
you know, mix
I'm,
up a little bit with angel energy can be confusing.
I can understand. I have a fairy statue in my apartment, actually. But,
okay.
I feel her all the time, so I was just wanted to validate that because I knew she was with me constantly. You know,
yeah.
And I could feel the love is what it was. And I was like, I've just come to love her as if she was just actually here, you know.
Yeah.
Well, she is actually
here. Are you worrying
here,
about Playful?
Yes, she is. She is.
Yeah.
And sometimes
and I'm
I can hear her laugh.
Trying to help you. I feel like you're worrying about something, and she's just like, she's playing and running around, and she's saying everything's going to be okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like she's sort of at times, do you ever feel like she's like sort of like touching your hair? I feel like she just like she gets her hand and she just, you know, like she touches your hair.
Yes, yes, she does.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm sleeping, sometimes she will be sitting like up against my back. mm-hmm. you know. Yep. And if I heard her singing, and it woke me up. And
yeah.
I laid
yeah.
there. And
a little
so when I moved my head,
mm-hmm.
she just stopped, you know. She just
mm-hmm.
stopped. And that's it. So I talked to her, and I, you know, and she, through my thoughts, she talks to me. And I just wanted to validate that because I knew what I was feeling. I knew what I was hearing, and I knew I could feel that love, you know. And I was like,
yeah.
okay, is this spirit or is this, you know,
mm-hmm.
an angel? But she could be a fairy, too, because I do, you know,
yeah.
they exist.
Either that or... either that or rather, you know, maybe it's more rather than just an angel, maybe it's like a cherub, which is
yeah.
a more childlike angel.
Yeah.
But, you know, I got either fairy or cherub type angel, which, yeah, I think that's
okay.
beautiful. That's beautiful.
I love her so much.
Yeah, I have to tell you, my father had a little girl that used to come and visit him. She was about 7 years old. And he always had a little girl that came by his and visited him. And she just always just checked on him. And so,
yeah,
that energy
well,
is that child
she's pretty
energy.
Much, yeah, she's pretty much with me all the time. You know, even like when I go places. I mean, she's
right.
like a child. In fact, my mother one time, I was walking behind my son, and we got in the car, and my mother said, "Where'd that little girl go?" And
oh.
my son said, "What little girl?" She said, "The little girl that was between you and your mama. Where did she go?" And
I'm
yeah.
seeing a little girl with dark hair. The
little
girl that I'm
girl
visioning.
Between, yeah.
Dark, dark black hair, dark, like really brown, but it looks like dark black hair, and it's long.
Yeah, yeah. But
yeah,
I love her. Thank you guys so very much. You just validated
oh, wow.
so much for me. And you know, my angels have really come forth, and I just needed validation. Yep.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling today. We really appreciate your call, and we look forward to hearing from you again soon.
You will. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Good night. Well,
good night,
everybody. DC, it was wonderful sharing this time with you tonight, and I want to tell all our listeners that we really appreciate they came, listened, came on board, asked questions, and allowed us to open up our hearts and give you readings from your guides, guardians, angels, and loved ones, and the masters, and Ginger, and we appreciate you, and I want to say goodnight to you, and I want to tell you all I love you.
Yes,
love
we certainly
too.
Love each and every one of you. And I love you, Eileen.
I love you too, DC. Good night. Good night, Raven. We love you. Thanks for calling in.
Angel blessings, everyone. Good night.
Good night.